What's good, everybody? It's your girl, Naima, be your motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you wanna be, because I'm living my dreams. And today is a beautiful day outside, surprisingly. Oh my gosh, right? Like, this is the middle of January, and actually closer towards the end of January, and it's such a beautiful day. Like, I just really want to go outside and like do a couple of laps around the compound, you know what I mean, just, you know, to get it in, get my workout in. Super excited about, is that a fallen tree? Like, yo, I think that is like a fallen tree, but I can't really tell. Anyways, anywho, it's definitely a sad week in America. Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gigi have died, along with another parent and their child, along with the pilot. They all died in a helicopter this past Sunday, and it is just crazy to see that. Life is really short, you know, and we always say that all the time. Every time somebody dies, we always say that life is short, but it is just that clear that it's in your face when somebody dies. And that's what we are all grieving, and that's what we are all feeling here right now in America, is just this grief and it's just sadness for him, for his family, you know what I mean, for his wife. Oh my gosh. Like, I don't even think anybody can really even just fathom how she feels right now. Like, everybody, I believe that everybody right now in America is just, it's hard for us to even try to feel her pain, because it's just like, you know, it's very, very sad. What's happening and what's going on, and how quickly it is that we're going and we're dying. And we see that, you know, we're thankful though that people like Kobe was able to live out his dreams, and people like Kobe was able to do what he wanted to do, and push through and persevere and live his dreams. And even how he, you know, got the Oscar behind his story that he created, the animated story he created, that was phenomenal. That was amazing. And it's just like, he did it, you know what I mean? And I'm looking at it like, was it that pull and that tug from God, or his spirit that letting him know that this is what he has to do before he dies, you know what I mean? Like, we always never really, really think about that, but it's just like, we all want to pursue our dreams, we all want to, you know, live our legacy and different things like that. And I will say that Kobe Bryant lived his legacy. He married the woman he wanted to marry, you know what I mean? And through everything that they went through, you know what I mean? That is the woman he wanted to be with. And he stayed with her, and they had their children and just everything like that. And it's like, he lived his dreams. You know what I mean? Like, he still lived his dreams. He still was living his dreams, you guys. And that is something that we need to celebrate. We need to celebrate the fact that he was a damn good father. We need to celebrate the fact that he did it. He did it. He became a superstar. He became legendary. He was legendary. He did what he was supposed to do on this earth, and he died. And that's why people like me are here, to celebrate people like him and to inspire people like you and say that just like he lived his dreams, we are living our dreams as well. We can live our dreams as well. And it's up to you to push harder, and it's up to you to go further. He said in the recent interview that I watched, because obviously that's all that's on, so you're looking at so many different interviews that he's done. And he literally said he had to push forward because he was the youngest person in there, and he had people like Shaq, you know what I'm saying, like nudging him, as big as Shaq is. And people come up to him, "You good, bro?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm good." And you know, deep down inside, he wasn't good. Deep down inside, he had to play better than everybody else. And it's just like, what in your circumstance right now, in your life right now, what is that nudge? Who is nudging you? Who is nudging you? Who is your shack? Who is nudging you? Do you have a shack in your corner? Do you have someone in your face? "You good? You good? Yeah, I'm good." And you keep going and you keep going and you keep going. That's what life is about. Life is about finding that shack, finding that nudge, finding that to get you, because it's just, it wasn't fun. It wasn't easy. It was pressure. It was hard. He went through a lot of things. It was not easy. Please don't think this is, "You just did it and you just..." No, nothing was just. Nothing was just. There was a pressure. There was a pressure from other guys who came up before him. There was a pressure that made him keep going. There was a pressure. And that's exactly what each and every single one of us need in our lives, is that pressure to, for us to keep going and not stop, and know that we can do it, and know that we can open a business that we want to open, and know that we can do the things in life that we want to do. And we can't allow our circumstances to take us from the position that we are supposed to be. Never allow your condition to change your position. Never. You are supposed to grow through every event that you go through. Every single day there's supposed to be a growing. Every single day there is supposed to be a sacrifice. Every single day there is supposed to be a pressure. Every single day you were supposed to, how do you feel? How do you feel today? Did you conquer today? What does today look like for you? What does it really, really look like at the end of the day? That's a real question. Even if you have to turn this bell back on every single night. Hey, what does tonight look like for you? How do you feel? How do you feel like you conquered the last 8 hours? Yes, you slept for 8 hours, but now we got a good 10 hours. What do you compliment? Okay, 2 hours for this, 2 hours for that. What are you doing for these next six hours? What do these next 6 hours look like in your day of your free time? Is it productive? Is it taking you to the next level? Are you adding pressure in any of those hours? And I want to go ahead and say, in at least 3 of those hours, in 3 different time slots, you should be adding, I want to go ahead and say, pressure. You should be adding pressure at least 10 hours of your day. What is the average job? At 9 to 5, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 8 hours of the day. I honestly believe that you should be adding pressure at least 8 hours in a day. 8 hours of your day, you should be adding a lot of pressure. There should be a lot of pressure. And that is the way that we need to live our lives. Exactly how Kobe lived his life is the way that a lot of us need to be living our lives. Adding pressure, marrying the people who we want to marry, not sacrificing for, sacrificing for the life that we want to live. Everybody has to die. And yes, that was a very, very tragic death. Yes, it was very, very tragic to us. But who knows what happened in that plane? Who knows if the angels came around them? You know what I mean? And took them all in that moment. Who knows what could have happened? Who knows? Nobody knows. Nobody was there. Who knows? The angels could have took them and wrapped them all in their arms. I'm so serious, guys. And took them. And then the crash. You never know. God is merciful still. God is glorious still. God is so good. God, you are good and you do good. My heart goes out to Kobe's wife right now, Lord, and the rest of the family, his oldest daughter. Protect their hearts, God. Let them still see you through the hurt, through the pain. I pray that they still see you as good. In Jesus' name. Amen. Sad day in America. It is definitely a sad day in America today. And we just want to, I just want to say, let's love each other better. I said that on my Instagram. If you're not following my Instagram, go follow it now at Naima Bennett. But I say that, let's love each other better. Let's do better. Let's do good, more good to each other. Let's spew out more positive energy to each other each and every single day without holding back, you know, without any regrets, without any ill will, without any judgment. Let's stop judging one another for the color of our skin or different things like that. But let's love each other. As soon as we see each other, let's just love one. And let's not think about how we would look, but let's just pour out love, right? Like, you want to get deeper and spiritually more connected. A lot of people say that they want to get spiritually connected more in 2020. That is just like a thing, right? It seems like every single year people want to get like more spiritual, right? So here's something. It's still January. I'm super excited that it's still January. I'm starting my podcast again. Oh gosh, guys. I know. I am all over the place. But that's what I'm doing now. I'm scaling back and putting energy in things that I know that is going to be worth it, right? I'm putting energy in things that I know that I really, really want to. Like, I love speaking. This is something that I love to do. So why not speak and put energy into it so that way God can manifest and do what he does, and then just everything just connects. That's what it's about. It's about doing what you love doing. If you love doing it, then pour into it and watch it grow. It's only going to manifest. It's only going to do its thing. You have to do your part, though. Like, you can't just, faith without works is dead. You actually have to do the work as well. And that's what this is all about. The movement is about doing the work for your body, doing the work for your spirit, doing the work for your soul. And what I was going to say is a way that you can grow spiritually in a great way, ladies and gentlemen. You could turn the volume up just a little bit, just in case you know what I'm saying, can't hear. But if you can't already hear, a way to grow spiritually is to connect with humans in a different type of way. And it doesn't necessarily have to be humans who you actually know. It could be actually humans who you do not know. You can connect with somebody but just looking at them. You can actually look at a person in a certain type of way and connect with them spiritually. It's easy. All you have to do is look at a person and say hello to their spirit and go from there. It's that easy. You don't necessarily have to say any words to the individual. You just have to look at them and feel the energy. Your energy is all about a feeling and chemistry. You can create chemistry. You can absorb energy. Someone can walk into the gym and I can create a chemistry with this person, and he can look at me again and I can look at him again, and we just connect this chemistry. Someone can be looking from afar and say, hey, those two have connect the chemistry together, because boom, boom, our eyes are interlocking. That's how you create a chemistry with somebody. You want to grow spiritually with somebody? It's the same way. Connect with the soul. The soul and the spirit, they are not the same, but they do tie into each other at the core, right? Like, what lives what lives on, your spirit, your soul, that's what lives on. So it's just like you, those, they connect in a way. And I believe that that is the way to connect to your soul, is through the eyes. I feel like that is the portal. We just, that black hole, that just what we see, everything that we see is how we feel and everything like that. So I feel like there is a connection when it comes to locking eyes with somebody. So that's just that. I love you guys. Let's connect more, deeper. Yes. Subscribe to my channel if you have not subscribed already. If you are wanting to purchase some hair, go to NaimaBennett.com. If you want to purchase some lashes, go to NaimaBennett.com. Or book an appointment, go to NaimaBennett.com. Baby girl, baby boy, how you doing? I hope you enjoy the show. I can't wait to see you guys on the next episode. Bye.